I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I like your t-shirt this morning, the giant beetles thing, but you're really overdressed.
Am I?
Yeah, sure, because we're going to be talking.
What should I be wearing?
Probably butterflies or moths or something, because I think that's where we're going today.
I'm not a moth t-shirt kind of guy.
Moth-eaten t-shirt, maybe. But
yeah.
What's got?
Oh, well, you know, this is the season of great insect books. I've already talked about one book, The Dragonflies and Damselflies of Eastern North America, that came out just a few weeks ago. This latest book from Princeton University Press, it's still warm. I mean, it's right off the presses. But this is Owlet Caterpillars of Eastern North America. And this is just a subset of noctuid caterpillars, noctuid moth caterpillars.
What is noctuid?
Owlet moths are noctuids. And some of the common names for noctuid moths includes loopers, cutworms. These are species that are of economic importance. They're ravaging your garden, crops, that sort of thing. Underwing moths are another familiar group of noctuid moths. This book brings together all of the information on their life cycle. It has fascinating photographs of not only the caterpillars, but also the adults, a perfectly spread mounted specimen, so you can see all the features of the wings, but also what the moth looks like at rest when we actually see them sitting under our porch light or in a closet.
Well, tell me about some of these caterpillars.
Well, the forms that these caterpillars take are amazing. Some of them are camouflage artists that will just blend right into dead leaves or twigs. Others are brightly contrastingly colored. They're red and yellow and black, either advertising the fact that they don't taste very good, or they're trying to fool you into thinking they don't taste very good. And there are others that are shaped in such a way they don't look like caterpillars at all. They look like dead leaves, bird droppings. They have a myriad of ways that they go about trying to avoid being detected and eaten. But this book is out just in time for National Moth Week, which is going to be July 23rd to the 29th.
No, I'll write that down. We'll have to do something special that week.
You should. And we'll make sure that the link for National Moth Week is up on the website. But I highly recommend this book. Once again, it's called The Owlet Caterpillars of Eastern North America by Wagner, Schweitzer, Sullivan, and Reardon.
That's the biggest book you've brought in.
This thing is a beast. You know, we joke about books being doorstops. This actually is a doorstop, but it's incredibly produced. It's the wonderful colors, big pages, big print.
Whole pages of mugshots.
Yeah, there's several plates of just caterpillar faces. And I challenge anyone to look at these mugshots and find their eyes. What looks like great big eyes looking at you are not. It's just part of their face.
Well, did you pick this up locally or did it come in the mail?
No, it came in the mail. I'm often asked to review books for various publishers, so I often receive all kinds of wonderful things from around the world, and this is just the latest that has come in the post.
And it's from Princeton University Press, and the title again?
Owlet Caterpillars of Eastern North America.
Dr. Art Evans is author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find some photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.